USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The fate of the Remain in Mexico policy, which forces asylum seekers to wait south of the border, is now in the hands of the Supreme Court. Texas is suing to keep it in place.
The president undoubtedly has broad foreign policy discretion powers in dealing with foreign governments. That doesn't give the president a basis for ignoring a congressional command.
State Solicitor General Judd Stone arguing that under the Immigration and Nationality Act, if Homeland Security cannot detain illegal immigrants, it must send people to Mexico. Consumer confidence is slipping amid soaring inflation. The Conference Board's consumer index falling 0.3% in April after a modest increase last month. The board's Lynn Franco noting purchasing intentions are down overall, but Americans still plan to buy big-ticket items like cars and major appliances. USA Radio News.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
The coronavirus is continuing to spread at the White House.
The White House is reporting Vice President Kamala Harris on Tuesday tested positive for COVID-19. Harris, who is fully vaccinated and received a booster shot back in October, has no symptoms. She will isolate and work from the vice president's residence in Washington. Should be noted, vaccinated Democrat Senators Chris Murphy from Connecticut and Ron Wyden from Oregon also tested positive for COVID-19 on Tuesday. Both have mild symptoms. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Rising home prices are coming close to breaking records. The S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller Index for February shows a 19% annual gain in home prices. That's the third highest reading in the index's history. Sunbelt cities including Phoenix, Tampa, and Miami show the biggest gains, with Phoenix up nearly 33%. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
Spring planting season has begun for many farmers, and though their crop prices are higher than they've been in years, the war in Ukraine is causing skyrocketing costs for farmers here in the United States. Farmers are being hit with price hikes across the board in fuel prices and equipment, but especially fertilizer. All of this has people calling it quits when it comes to farming, which has Stephanie Nash, who is a farmer, concerned.
We've seen 45,000 dairy farms go out since 2003. I'm worried for my beef farmers, the processing plants, how four major packers are depending on the price. I'm worried about pretty much all of agriculture. What is our future looking like, and how are Americans going to rally around our agriculture communities? We must support our local agriculture, and we cannot let regulations kill off our food supply.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. An attorney representing former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin is filing an appeal for a new trial. The 82-page appeal argued several reasons why Chauvin could not have received a fair trial in Minneapolis for the murder of George Floyd. Chauvin's attorney says jurors felt pressure over further protests and riots by Twin Cities residents if the former officer was acquitted. No one hit the jackpot in the Powerball on Monday, so Wednesday night's drawing will be worth an estimated $454 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.